Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. I hope you're having a wonderful day. It's beautiful outside here today. I just wanted to quickly touch base with you on what's going on here with the U.S. Court of Appeals breaking decision to reject President Trump's claim to immunity as president, because this is going to be used over the next 24 to 48 hours as minute by minute commentary among the pundit class and the legacy media to desperately try to depict this as somehow a loss for Trump. Now, it's not going to work, right? None of it thus far has. Trump is running away with this in all of the polls. But I just wanted to make sure you were aware of some of the things that the legacy media will most likely and conveniently fail to mention. First and foremost, this decision by the D.C. Circuit Court was absolutely and entirely expected. No legal mind worth their salt believed that a D.C. Circuit Court was going to rule in favor of Trump. Okay, no one believed that. One of the things this whole sorry saga surrounding Trump has revealed is just how weaponized, how partisanized our legal system has become. A supermajority of voters recognize that. A recent Trafalgar poll found that 8 in 10 voters believe that we live in a two-tiered justice system that inordinately favors the rich and powerful. So make sure you realize that as part of this weaponized, partisanized, corrupt system, the script for this verdict has already been written by the legacy media. It's a 24 to 48 hour script, and it's going to be, by its nature, limited in its scope. No one's even going to be thinking about this by this weekend. So make sure you recognize that all of this coverage surrounding this is nothing more than virtual reality. It's kabuki theater put on by a bunch of corporate media outlets that are desperately doing anything they possibly can to try to salvage Joe Biden's political implosion. So that's first. This was expected. In a sense, there's really no actual news here. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Secondly, and I draw this from my namesake, Jonathan Turley, the professor of law over at George Washington University. Secondly, he's noting that Trump can now extend the appeals process for up to the next 135 days. The appeals process has now officially been expanded out to the next 4 to 5 months at least. And so absent a successful move to expedite by Jack Smith, and we've already seen him with egg on his face as a result of the last time he tried to expedite, but absent any successful move to expedite, Trump should be able to extend the appeal process for the next 135 days. Now, that's without any delays built into the cake, as it were. Once the return to the trial court resumes sometime in the late summer, you then have the beginning of the pre-trial work that can take months. So you're already now more or less past the election. And Turley thinks that in the end, the courts are just going to have a very hard time openly trying anyone within weeks of an election. We'll see. I don't put anything past them at this point. Breaking precedent is the Democrats' middle name at this point. But regardless, the two key elements here with this decision is that first, it was expected. It's not taking anyone in the know off guard. A D.C. Circuit Court was not going to rule in favor of Trump, given how weaponized and partisanized our legal system has become. And second, this now extends the appeal process to most likely past the summer, with the chances now of an actual trial beginning before the November election increasingly remote. So there you have it. That's what's really going on with this verdict. God bless.